It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Melinda Roeder for 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, U.S. Olympians in Rio are getting a bit of a boost thanks to new technology that could be helping them shave seconds off their speed on the track and in the pool. Nike used 3D printing to develop small silicone protrusions that redirect airflow around runners, while Adidas used body scanners to design better swimsuits for Team USA. They say the upgrades are completely legal and meet Olympic standards. Carnegie Mellon University's CREATE Lab is expanding nationally. They're adding robotics and computer science research space in Atlanta and Salt Lake City. CMU will train local educators and provide them with tools to assist their students in the classroom and expand technology education. This week, the Tech Report explores research at the University of Pittsburgh into learning more about how the human brain learns to read.
We don't think about it when we're reading a word, but all you're really seeing are black and white lines. And you turn that into a story, a sentence, a word, something with real meaning.
How well do you read? Do you remember learning to read as a child? It's tough for anyone to understand how the brain processes and recalls words on a page. But cognitive neuroscientist Avnil Guman and his team of researchers at Pitt set out to answer some questions about reading in an unprecedented study.
Our results raise a number of really important and provocative questions about how it is that you go about representing a printed word inside your head.
Cognitive neuroscientist Julie Fees is part of the research team that studied epilepsy patients who agreed to have electrodes implanted in their brains. Their main goal was to reduce seizures, but it gave doctors and scientists the perfect opportunity to also examine how their brains deciphered written words. Epilepsy surgeon Mark Richardson performed the procedures.
Part of that process when they're in our epilepsy monitoring unit is to stimulate different parts of the brain to map functions and also potentially to map the seizure onset zone. And in the cases of the patients who were involved in this study, we stimulated in areas that were important for reading and for recognizing letters and words.
For one experiment, participants were asked to read a series of seven-letter words. Then they analyzed the recorded data collected from one section of the brain.
We were particularly interested in this brain region, the left mid-fusiform gyrus, because we know that it's very important for reading.
Researcher Elizabeth Hershorn says that part of the brain looks different in people with reading disorders like dyslexia, and it changes as we become more literate. But Guman says their findings also suggest while that part of the brain recognizes visual cues about words, it also works in conjunction with other areas to refine and decode words that are visually similar, like hint and lint.
So right after reading a word, you could tell the difference between words that were very different from one another, hint and dome. And then it was a later stage, a couple of 100 milliseconds later, that now suddenly we could even tell the difference between words that were only one letter apart, even though we couldn't do that originally.
The team now hopes to continue its research with less invasive approaches and a broader sampling of participants. That's this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report. I'm Melinda Roeder for 90.5 WESA.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.